Morning. Happy Labor Day weekend. It's kind of an unusual weekend this weekend. We have communion here today, but we didn't have communion last night for our Saturday evening service, our worship cafe service, because yesterday was not the first Saturday of the month. It was the last Saturday of the month. So we don't have that too often where the weekends are split like that, but we will have communion next weekend on Saturday night. But we do have it today, and we use the method of intinction. A piece of bread will be torn off, given to you, and then you will dip it in the cup. This communion reminds us about the true humility of Christ today. Now, the only thing I want to mention here is that the giveaway is coming up this weekend. Friday night, 6:15, we will be setting things up downstairs in the gymnasium. We'll put out the tables, and then we will unpack everything and set it all out in the groups that it belongs in. And we will need help, lots and lots of help to get it all put out. There's a ton of stuff down there. The stage is overflowing. The back room is full of stuff. If you have anything that's nice, if you have anything that's nice that you want to give away, donate, please get it to us this week. And then again, Friday night, we'll set that all up. Then Saturday at 9 sharp, we will open the doors, invite people in to come in and take whatever they want. Now this, and it lasts till noon, 9 till noon. This giveaway, the focus of this giveaway is back to school supplies, and we have lots of that. It is also for those who are poor and those who are rich, and everybody in between. One person's junk is another person's treasure. So don't feel like, oh, I've got it too good, I don't need to come down. Oh, come on down, see something you like, help yourself. That's what its original name was, Help Yourself Night. But it's our giveaway this Saturday, 9 till noon. And then on September 15th, I just want to mention that we'll be taking in new members. We have 3 new members to bring in. And if you would like to become a member, let me know, and we will make those arrangements. And then also on the 15th, we are having a birthday party for Bernetta. The announcement is in your bulletin. Okay, those are the only things I wanted to point out here today. Lots of other things going on. Things are really heating up, and please pay attention to the schedule that you have in your bulletin. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And God, we are here today to give you the gift of praise, to give you the gift of our love, to worship you, to lift high the name of Jesus. We're here today, God, to make a difference in the world, to proclaim to the world that we are your children called by your name. And we pray that the neighbors and the people in our families and in the community, that they notice that First United Methodist Church is alive and well, and that we are eager, bold in our faith to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Come, Holy Spirit, bless this service and transform us into the new creatures in Christ that you would have us be. Fill us all with love for one another, your love, and fill us especially with love for you. We ask it all in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, amen. Amen. And the peace of Christ be with you. Let's pass that peace to one another.
Good morning, everyone, and as you make your way back to your seats, I would like to offer a very warm welcome to everyone here today, and especially if you're visiting with us today. If you are a visitor, we'd like to know if you're interested in coming again. So we have information for you on the Shepherd's Crook, which is right outside in the Northex. Please feel free to take some of that information. And also, do not forget to sign the red register pews that are at the end of each pew. That will be collected by the ushers at the end of the service. Diane has an announcement for us.
All of the music activities start back this week for Thursday night, chancel choir and cathedral bells. The times are in your bulletin. If you've ever wanted to give it a try, You don't have to even come talk to me. You can just show up. For bells, you need to know your left hand from your right hand and be able to count to six. Everything else, I'll show you, okay? My next request is for our teenagers and elementary school people. If you are interested in singing and or ringing this year, I'd like you to stick around for just a few minutes after this service. Just come down front, and I'll fill you in on all the details. If you're just curious as to what that involves, stick around, and then we can do all those answers, okay? I'm looking at that good group right back there in the middle. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Diane. As the pastor said at the beginning of our service today, there are many announcements in the bulletin. A very busy month coming up. Next Sunday would normally be coffee hour, but since we have so many other activities, we're not going to have coffee hour during the month of September. And next week, September 8th, there will be a pancake breakfast between services. That'll go from 8:45 until 10:15. So welcome back to Sunday school next week, and we will have pancakes. There is an announcement in the bulletin for this week's events, and one is Tuesday in the bulletin. It said that 7 o'clock p.m. is trustees. That is incorrect. It would be the NOW committee meeting at 7 o'clock. My bulletin says here, no, outreach committee. Okay, the outreach committee will be meeting at 7 o'clock. So please make that correction. Pardon me? Trustees will be the following Tuesday. Are there any other announcements that anyone would like to make? Our memory verse for the month of September is at the top of the bulletin. Let's repeat it through twice. John 3:3. Jesus said, "No one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." John 3:3. Jesus said, "No one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." Let us begin our worship. Thank you. Will you please stand for our call to worship? Why are we here? How will we do that? Lift high the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Our hymn of praise is number 568.
Praise the Lord, and please be seated. Who loves us? Jesus loves us bunches and bunches, right? And what does Jesus want us to do with our lives? Any idea? Jesus wants us to live our life for him. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll obey my commandments. The Bible also tells us that we are created to do good works, which God has already prepared in advance for us to do. So it's not like we go out and just do whatever good works we want, but we pray and we seek God's face, and God has things that he wants us to do, and the Holy Spirit guides us. Bible says that we are ambassadors for Christ, that you and I have been given the ministry of reconciliation. In other words, we are to reconcile people to God through Jesus. We are to go and tell them about Jesus. We are to show them Jesus in our lives. The Bible also says that we are to baptize every nation all over the world in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and teach them to obey everything that Jesus has commanded us. Oh yeah, our lives are not our own. The Bible is full of things that God wants us to do, and God helps us to do those things by the power of his Holy Spirit. So, you know what this is? Yep. Fidget spinner. Yep. And it's like all of our lives. We go round and round every day. We get up, eat breakfast, go to school, come home, and and play and maybe do homework and maybe some chores and go back to bed and get up and eat breakfast and go to school. You know, and it just, our lives go round and round and round. But when we ask the Holy Spirit to come into our life, God applies pressure to us and he refines us. And by the power of his Holy Spirit, God makes us something special. And then our light for Jesus shines. And we make a difference in the world. And because under pressure, in trials and tribulations, when we show people that we love them, when we choose Jesus, even when people make us mad, then our light for Jesus shines. And when it shines, people see Christ in us. And that makes a whole difference in the world. See, because we're supposed to chase away the darkness with the love of Jesus. Okay. When we were on vacation, one of my grandkids got one of these, and I sat there fascinated watching, and I finally said, I have to have one for myself. So this sits by my chair at home, and every now and then I pick it up, and, you know, one of these days the battery will quit. You try it. Isn't that cool? That's cool. Do you have one of those at home? You have two. I have another one at home. I do. You have three, huh? She has three, dear. I have to get another one. See, just round and round. But it's when you apply a lot of pressure that it just lights up. I said, that's so neat. Simple pleasures of life. Of course, I'm simple, so, you know. But ask the Holy Spirit to come into your life so that your life will shine for Jesus. Okay? All right, let's huddle up. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And God, we don't want to be just humdrum, boring, stuck in a rut, living our lives every day like that. We want to live our lives in a special way for you, to bring honor and glory and praise to your holy name, to be a light in a dark world, to show people the love of Jesus. So come, Holy Spirit, come and help us to do that. For your honor and glory and praise in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, amen. Amen. Today we are collecting for Native American Ministries.
All my hopes, all my dreams, I lay them at your feet. My future, my past, my next breath and my last. I give it all, I give it all. My dreams, I lay them at your feet. My future, my past, my next breath and my last. I give it all, I give it all to you. Neither silver nor gold do you require, but my heart.
Our word of God this morning is taken from the New Testament, the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, 1 through 8, and then verse 15 and 16. Keep on loving each other as brothers and sisters. Don't forget to show hospitality to strangers, for some who have done this have entertained angels without even realizing it. Remember those in prison as if you were in there yourself. Remember also those who are mistreated as if you felt the pain in your own body. Give honor to marriage and remain faithful to one another in marriage. God will surely judge people who are immoral and those who commit adultery. Don't love money. Be satisfied with what you have, for God has said, I will never fail you. I will never abandon you. So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I have no fear. What can mere people do to me? Remember your leaders who have taught you about the word of God. Think of all the good that has come from their lives and follow the example of their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In 15 and 16, therefore let us offer through Jesus Christ the continual sacrifice of praise for God, proclaiming our allegiance in his name. And don't forget to do good and to share with all those in need. These are the sacrifices that please God. The ushers can please come forward for the receiving of our tithes and offerings.
Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for this opportunity to give back to you just a small portion of that which you have blessed us with, for indeed we are a blessed people. And so, God, we give to you these gifts. We give to you our time. We give to you all that we left at home. We give to you our very lives. Do with us what you will for your honor and glory and praise. Bless both gift and giver, those who were able to give and those who weren't. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord, please be seated. Joys and concerns. What joys do we have and want to share today? Family and friends. Eating out. What is it?
Air conditioning.
Snow. What is it? What other joys? Indoor plumbing, thank you, Connie. Pets. Yep, absolutely, pets.
Airplanes.
You finished your weeding? Are you looking for someplace else to weed? No? Okay, all right. Oh, preschool starts this week, and Becky is all excited about teaching. Shaping young lives. We had the vacation was wonderful. Last night was not last night, but Friday night, the free community dinner was wonderful, with lasagna and all kind of desserts. It was a really good time, and I even brought some lasagna home for Bonnie. She hesitated, so I ate them both. Saturday morning, we had a wedding here, a stand-up wedding, and that was very nice, Andy and Kathy. And then Saturday night, we had our fifth anniversary of the Saturday evening worship service, what we call now the cafe worship. Worship cafe. We had a great time. Lots of things to be joyful about, right? Joyful about the fish that jumps out of the water at the lake, the dew on the grass, butterflies, sound of a bee flying by, colors, music, the colors in the stained glass, warmth of sunlight, the gentle breeze, a good sneeze. Lots of things to be joyful about, no matter how little or how big. Always give God the glory. So for all of our joys, we say, praise the Lord. Okay, pens and pencils. Please pray about these things that are mentioned here. They're counting on you to do that. We want to pray for FUMC, our church. Not that it would go back to what it used to be. Not that it would be the same old, same old. We want to pray that our church is everything that God wants it to be, that we are set on fire with the Holy Spirit. Pray for those who are lost, who don't know Jesus. That's our number one job every day that we get up, everybody in here. We should be leading people to Christ, sharing with them Jesus. Pray for our country and our country's leaders, all levels of the government, pray for them. Romans 13, read that. Honor our government, pray for them. You don't have to like the politician. Pray for our first responders, the victims of the shooting in Texas, the victims of Hurricane Dorian. Pray for those battling addiction. Pray for Pastor Ron and Robin and the youth team. Pray for our youth, that they will be strong in their faith, bold in their decision-making, that they would decide based on Jesus. Pray for the homeless and those who are poor. And they don't have to be poor just financially. They might be poor in spirit. Pray for our son Caleb, for Alan. Continue to pray for Diane.
For our safety team.
Pray for our newly formed safety team. Who else are we praying for? Victims of domestic dispute. We'll make it domestic violence. Victims of domestic violence. Lisa. Always forget Lisa. Who else are we praying for?
Elaine.
Pray for Elaine. Pray for Bonnie. Unspoken, raise your hand. And for all of our concerns, we say, Lord, hear our prayers. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I also want to pray for Pat and family, for Madison and Ryan, for David, and for Jennifer and Bill. So, dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and we give you thanks for all of our blessings, for the ink that comes out of the pen, for shoelaces, the roof over our heads, the cars that we drive in, the country in which we live, our health such that it is, for family and loved ones, for friends, for jobs, for pets, for miracles, for the birth of babies, for the glory and beauty of nature, for church, for our education. We thank you, God, for all these things and so much more. Blessed be your holy name. And dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, our Redeemer King, we ask that you would intervene on behalf of these people, Lord, as we intercede for them. For we lift up into the light and love of your presence our country and our country's leaders, those who are lost, our church, first responders, victims, Lord, of the violence in Texas, the hurricane Dorian. We pray for those battling addiction, for Pastor Ron and Robin and the youth team, for those who are homeless, God. Even if they have shelter, they may be homeless. We pray for those who are poor. We lift up to Caleb and Matt and family and Diane and Alan. We pray for Bonnie and Elaine. For our safety team, we lift up to you, Lord, our office manager, Lisa. We pray, Lord, for Pat and family, for Madison and Ryan and David and Jennifer and Bill, and God, you know the details. Last but not least, Lord, we pray for the unspoken request. We do believe that greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world, that we have favor with God and man. We believe that the chastisement of our peace is upon Jesus, and by his stripes we are healed. We believe it because you said it, because it's your holy word. That's all that matters. And God, we will give you all the honor and the glory and the praise in the mighty and matchless and strong name of Jesus the Christ, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Please stand for the reading of the gospel if you are able. The gospel according to Luke chapter 14, verse 1 and 7 through 14. This is the word of the Lord. One Sabbath when Jesus went to eat in the house of a prominent Pharisee, he was being carefully watched. There in front of him was a man. There was a man suffering from abnormal swelling of his body. Jesus asked the Pharisees and experts in the law, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not? But they remained silent, so taking hold of the man, he healed him and sent him on his way. Now while eating at this house, he noticed how the guests picked the places of honor at the table. So he told them this parable. When someone invites you to a wedding feast, do not take the place of honor. For a person more distinguished than you may have been invited. If so, the host who invited both of you will come and say to you, give this person your seat. Then humiliated, you will have to take the least important place. But when you are invited, take the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he will say to you, friend, move up to a better place. Then you will be honored in the presence of all the other guests. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Then Jesus said to his host, when you give a luncheon or dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers or sisters, your relatives or your rich neighbors. If you do, they may invite you back, and so you will be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. Although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. This is the word of God for the children of God. Be to God. Please be seated. Nellie. Come on down, Nellie. Nellie, I want you to sit someplace important. Peggy, would you come here, please? Go sit in Peggy's seat. Come here. Come here, Peggy. Yes. Would you go back and sit by the door, please? Now, most of you, if not all of you, know I'm just making a point. Just what we talked about in the scripture. Gave Nellie a wonderful seat up front where she can watch everybody. Watch you going, you know, she gets to see all that. Peggy would just put her back there in the back somewhere. It's about being humble and the importance of being humble. It is important for you and I to practice humility according to the Word of God. And humility means, according to an online dictionary, it means having a modest or low view of one's own importance. A modest or low view of one's own importance. Some examples of humility would be letting someone ahead of you in line when you see that they're in a hurry. I don't know about you, but I do this a lot when I'm in the line, like at Walmart or the supermarket. If I've got a buggy full of stuff, person behind me is holding four, five, six items, whatever, say, hey, Come on up. Are you sure? Yeah, come on, get ahead of me here. You know, and yeah, okay, it's humility. I call it just being nice. Another example of humility is when you say clean the bathroom in your office, even though you're the company owner. An athlete who credits his or her success to their teammates, even though they have great skill. I always love to hear athletes being humble. I love it when a quarterback says, I owe my success to my linemen. You know, when people don't take credit for what they've done that's wonderful, but they share the wealth. Humility is letting a car cut in line ahead of you while you're driving. You know, where it narrows down to one lane, people are trying to get in, and you know, you look in the mirror and you know they should have cut in way back there when the sign first come up, but they decided to get as far as they could. You let them in. I know, I'm not going to do that. Yes, you are, because that's what Jesus said to do, to be humble. It doesn't mean you sit there and let every car in, because you're going to have everybody behind you mad at you, you know. Humility. Humility is listening to somebody talk about something you already know about, something you maybe know a lot about, and yet you let them talk, and you listen attentively. You pay attention. That's being humble. That is showing the love of God. You see, humility is about building the other person up. And that's what Jesus said to do. We are to build other people up, not ourselves. John the Baptist. You remember John the Baptist. Well, when he started his public ministry out in the River Jordan, when he started baptizing people, people came from miles around. Huge crowds of people came out, including all the bigwigs, all the religious leaders. They all came out to listen and to watch John the Baptist. And he was all the rage. John the Bee. Yep, he was the man. And then along came Jesus. And John's followers came to him and said, listen, some of the attention's not going to you anymore. Some people are paying more attention to this Jesus fella. And he said, it's okay. He said, I must decrease so that he will increase. There's been nobody more humble than John the Baptist, born of woman. I must decrease so that he will increase. Humility. Romans chapter 12, verse 3 says, for by the grace given to me, Paul speaking, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourselves more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the faith God has given to each of you. Do not think more highly of yourself than you should, but think of yourself with sober judgment. Sober judgment, realizing that this altar table contains the greatest act of humility ever and ever will. And this greatest act of humility is what saves us, you and I, from certain death. And so because Jesus was humble, you and I are to be humble, so that people will come to know Jesus. Romans 15, verses 1 through 3. We who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Each of us should please our neighbor for their good, to build them up, for even Christ did not please himself. Jesus didn't please himself, did he? I mean, he allowed people to call him names, to persecute him and his followers, to beat him, to swear at him, to spit upon him, to pull his beard out, to shove a crown of thorns on his head, strip him naked, whip him with flog him, tearing great chunks of meat out of his back, nail him to a cross, when all he had to do was snap his fingers. He could have wiped out every one of his enemies. But he didn't do that. Even though he had the power, he chose not to, because he was humble. Humble unto God. Humble to obedience, even unto death. He did it because he loves us. That's what humility's about. It's not about looking stupid or trying to be proud of yourself. Look what I did. Humility is about loving other people to make them feel good about themselves so that they'll want Jesus. Galatians chapter 6, verses 2 and 3. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. Carry each other's burdens. And how can you carry somebody's burden if you don't first find out what it is? If you know what their burden is, come alongside and help them with it. If you're not sure what it is bothering somebody, find out. That's why we're supposed to have fellowship. That's why we're supposed to do more together than just meet here on Sunday mornings. We are to hang out with each other, go places and do things, break bread at each other's homes. Well, I don't know them. Doesn't matter if you know them or not. Invite them. You know they're part of your church family. Invite them to church, to home. Break some bread with them. Cook out with them. Get to know each other, and then you find out what their burdens are, and you help bear those burdens. Whether they ask you or not, you come alongside them and bear those burdens without being asked, because that's humility. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 5 and 6. In the same way, you who are younger, submit yourselves to your elders. All of you clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud but shows favor to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. So, if you're younger, respect your elders. How old are you, John?
50 plus.
Okay, but you're not 60.
63.
You are 63. Wait a minute, I'm 63. When's your birthday?
January 20th.
January 20th. You'll be 64. What?
I was born in 56.
You were born in 56. Oh, I was born in 55. My birthday's in October. I'll be 62. I'm older than you. So you have to respect me. Okay? Here's my ring. You want to? Respect your elders. Everybody, clothe yourselves with humility towards one another. Humility means having the power, having the knowledge, being smarter, bigger, stronger than, and not using any of that. But helping people, listening to them, loving them, bearing their burdens. That's being humble. These are just a few scriptures. The Bible was full about being humble from beginning to end. Humility. It's a hard thing to do. It's a real easy thing to be self-centered, to be all puffed up about oneself. Look what I did. You know, let me break my arm, pat myself on the back. You remember the Pharisee and the sinner at the temple? Man, that Pharisee was right down front at the altar rail. God, I tithe regularly. I give lots of money to support the church. I'm a big, important person in the church. And I thank you, God, that I'm not like that sinner back there. And in the back of the sanctuary stood the sinner with his head down, weeping, beating his chest. God, forgive me. I am a sinner. Who was humble? Was that sinner. Who was forgiven? It was that sinner. Humility. It'll save you and it'll teach other people about Jesus. Now, God loves us, and God chastises us like a parent chastises children. So if you don't want to be humble, if you want to be all puffed up and think you're pretty important and you're better than other people, you go right ahead. Proverbs says pride comes before fall, and God will give you a big, fat piece of humble pie because he loves you. On the other hand, you can choose to be humble. to practice humility. And you know, the way to practice it begins with that person at home, that family member, parent, child, sibling, who's mean and nasty to you and you fight with all the time, that neighbor who yells at you, that coworker that just drives you crazy, that boss that you hate. When you look at them and smile and say, God loves you and so do I. You're being humble. Even if you have the power to hurt them, you don't do it. You turn the other cheek. You don't use the power that you have to hurt other people. Turn the other cheek and love them. Humility. You will change the world around you one person at a time. It's what Jesus said to do. God loves you, and so do I. And now for communion. Again, the greatest act of humility ever. Because Jesus had the power, but he didn't use it. So remember, this is what he did for us at communion. Part of the visitation team, come on down. Ron. Is there anybody missing? That's right. Bernie couldn't be here. I anointed her after the second service down in my office, her and John. Okay. These folks go out generally two by two, sometimes by themselves, but they go out, they take communion to people, they visit with people, make phone calls, visits, send cards. They inform us about people that need things special from us. This is your visitation team for the church. And they work off of the names on the back of the bulletin, our shut-ins and that, and other people that God lays upon their hearts. Always looking for more people to be ambassadors of Christ. Because not only do they represent the church, but most importantly, they represent Jesus. And their job isn't to get people into church. Their job is to take the love of Christ to people. So they go and visit without any agenda, and they just spend time being humble, listening. If you would like to be a part of this team, we have some guidelines, some do's and don'ts to help you be a good ambassador of Christ. We'd like to go over those guidelines with you before we make you part of the team. But you would be more than welcome to do that. I anoint you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Spirit, I pray that they are truly your ambassadors. I pray that they bring the light of Jesus Christ into the hearts and homes of the people. I pray, Lord, that you would give them wisdom and a mind for details, boldness, that you would watch over them and keep them safe, and use them, Lord, for your honor and glory and praise. We ask all this in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, amen. Thank you. 12 of your hymnal. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. You are welcome at this table. You are welcome to receive communion today. You don't have to be a member. You don't have to take any classes. You just have to believe in Jesus, that he is the Son of God. And you have to ask him into your heart as your Lord and Savior. If you believe in Jesus, that's all that matters. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, and broke the bread. Thank you, Lord. Bless this bread that it would be for us the body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He broke the bread and blessed it, gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you. We pray, Lord, that you would bless these cups, that they would be for us the cup of the new covenant, the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. He gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins." He said, "Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a body, as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on all of us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in unity and in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Intinction. We will have two intinction teams. As the ushers direct you, "Come on down, we will give you a piece of bread." You take that and dip that into the juice and partake of that, and then you can return to your seat, or if you wish, you can come up to the altar rail for a time of prayer. We also have gluten-free available. If you need gluten-free, just ask, okay? Bloodshed for you. Let's stand and sing. You know, the people that you have to be particularly humble around. And sometimes when you're humble, people are just going to say, I'm better than you. You're just going to smile and nod. You know the truth in here. You and I are the most powerful people in the whole world. I hope you know that. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. The chastisement of my peace is upon Jesus. By his stripes I am healed. I have favor with God and man. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. With God all things are possible. My God will supply all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We know that in everything, God works for the good of those who love him. It doesn't matter what happens to us. We are blessed. We are powerful. With God, all things are possible. If God be for us, who can be against us? Nobody. And yet when we go out these doors, we are sheep, meek and humble. We don't lord it over people. We don't sit in judgment. We love them. We turn the other cheek. That, my brothers and sisters, takes real power. To choose love. To choose to be meek and lowly and humble. To bear with one another. To bear each other's burdens without asking. That takes power. The world needs us to do that. So, dear Heavenly Father, pour out your Spirit upon us. Fill us with so much love, God, that we will get out of our own way. Fill us with your love so that we'll love others and that we'll think more about them than we think about ourselves. Help us to love you, Jesus, more than we love anything else in this world, including our very lives. Your will be done and your name be glorified in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, Amen. Amen.